This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Jammu and Kashmir, a cloudburst hit a remote village in Kathua district in Jammu division, claiming 4 lives and injuring 6 others. The incident occurred in Jorghati village of Rajbagh during the intervening night of Saturday and Sunday, cutting off access to the area and damaging land and property. After strenuous efforts, a joint team of J&K police and the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, managed to reach the site and joined the local volunteers in the rescue operation. Officials confirmed that 4 bodies have been recovered so far, while 6 injured were rescued and shifted to hospital. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir Omar Abdullah regarding the cloudburst in Kathua district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Relief and rescue operations are being carried out by the local administration and NDRF teams have also been rushed to the site." He assured every support from the government, saying it stands firmly behind the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Former Foreign Secretary of India, Vikram Misri, arrived in Kathmandu this morning on a 2-day official visit at the invitation of his Nepali counterpart, Amrit Bahadur Rai. Mr. Misri met with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Singhdarbar today. Later in the day, he will meet President Ramchandra Paudel, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deva, CPN Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal, who is also the leader of the main opposition in Parliament, and Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Deva. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 2 major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi in a short while. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road to UER2. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also address the gathering. India's space hero, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. In a significant achievement for consumer grievance redressal in the country, 10 states along with the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission have recorded a disposal rate of over 100% in July. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said in a statement that this indicates that the number of cases resolved exceeded the number of cases filed during this period. As per data from the Department of Consumer Affairs, NCDRC achieved a disposal rate of 122%, while Tamil Nadu recorded 277%, Rajasthan 214%, and Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand recorded 150% each. The first Atlantic hurricane of 2025, Erin, exploded in strength and became a major storm in Atlantic waters just north of the Caribbean islands last evening. The U.S. National Hurricane Center, NHC, in an update has downgraded it to a Category 4 storm from Category 5 with maximum sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. The hurricane is moving towards the west-northwest with a turn more northward. It is expected to cause heavy rainfall today across the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. The heads of government of the Baltic and Nordic countries issued a joint statement after the Alaska summit in the U.S., stressing that only Ukraine can decide its own future. In a joint statement, the 8 leaders of Latvia, Denmark, Estonia, Iceland, Lithuania, Norway, Finland, and Sweden declared no decisions on Ukraine without Ukraine and no decisions on Europe without Europe. Moving on to sports, in squash, top-seeded Anahat Singh lost to the second-seeded Habiba Hani of Egypt in the final of the NSW Squash Beggar Open in Australia today. The 17-year-old Anahat, playing her maiden World Events final, clinched the opening game 11-9, but Hani bounced back to win the next 2 11-5, 11-8. The Egyptian led 10-4 in the fourth game when Anahat decided to retire from the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.